Welcome to the Addiction Connection podcast, connecting the hope of the gospel with the heart of addiction. I'm your host, Mark Shaw. Some of you may know Tim Brown. I call him the godfather of addiction biblical counseling. We don't even know why I do that, but I do that. He just has a presence and a power, and he's a sage, a wise man. So glad to have him on here as we interview a very special guest, Harold Cameron. Hi, Harold. Welcome.
And good evening, Mark. Good to be with you and Tim. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to start with a verse that is near and dear to Harold's heart, and it was spoken by John the Baptist in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. And he said, "He must increase," talking about Jesus, "but I must decrease," talking about John the Baptist. And Harold, you picked that verse as kind of a life verse for you. What does that verse mean to you? What are the implications there?
That means that I want to make much of my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and I want to make very little of myself, and I want others to even forget me if they want to forget someone and remember the wonderful, beautiful Savior and Lord, my Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you now? What are you doing currently? And then we'll go back into your story a little bit.
I'm in northeastern Pennsylvania. I am officially retired and tired, although I'm getting refired. Thank you, God. And what I am is a Christ follower, founder and a worship leader for a church called the People of the Way. And also, I'm an advocate, a consumer advocate and government liaison, affectionately called the people's advocate, and not so affectionately called the people's pest. So I help people with advocacy and government-related issues, and I'm also an overcomer by the grace of God through some very powerful addictions.
Amen. Amen. Tim, I'll throw it over to you. You got to talk to Harold a couple of times.
Sure. Yeah, it was Harold reached out through the Addiction Connection website on a recommendation from a medical doctor that is friends of the ministry. And I don't know if I can I say his name?
Don't say his name. We don't like doctors on this show. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Sorry, Charlie, but it was Dr. Hodges. And he had been working with Harold on some things. And so I had the great privilege, really, of meeting Harold from him reaching out to the website. And, you know, you never know when it's a blind call of, you know, what you're going to hear or what you're going to get. And I was really impressed within the first couple of minutes of talking with him. That one thing that really impressed me, I think, you know, that, like I said, you never know what you're going to get, but it was obvious within the first couple of minutes at max that he loves the Lord. And
Amen. And
that's what the Addiction Connection is all about, you know, of people that have struggled with things of that nature in the past. And then our gracious Lord has delivered us. And then the other thing that I found very contagious about Harold was that he wanted to tell other people what the Lord had done in his life. And, you know, and that's what it's all about, really, is, you know, the Christian life, if you boil it all down, you know, is loving God and serving others. And, you know, I saw that in this brother's life, and we chatted, you know, a couple of times, maybe three times over the course of about a month. And each time, you know, I sensed that in his life. And so I, you know, that's when I contacted you, Mark, and said, you know, we got to get this guy on the podcast where he can share his story, because it's a powerful one, you know. And the interesting thing is, you know, that I find with guys like Harold that make his story effective in leading people to Christ, or even just giving people hope, right? The hope that's in Christ when we may find ourselves in a situation that we feel like we're down and out and there is no hope. It's, you know, I remember years and years ago, I was sharing the gospel with a guy, kind of had a captive audience. He had to do some work release type of things for the court. So it was a young man. His mom asked me if he could do it with me. I said, sure. And, you know, I was just going crazy trying to find, you know, he just wasn't interested in the gospel. And I just kept trying to find new creative ways. And I finally, this reminds me of Harold, was I finally just said to him, you know what, man, I don't know what else to say other than I was blind and now I see. You know, that's what happened to me, right? And you know, that's contagious, you know.
Yeah, well, Harold, tell us what the Lord has done in your life. I'm excited.
We don't have enough time to go through the whole thing that would take us into the millennium. So the main purpose for my being with you tonight, about 6 months ago, I was on 80 milligram of brand Prozac. Brand is important because of the potency and the effectiveness. I was on brand Ativan, 0.5 milligram, 3 times a day. And anyone who's an addict understands, and you know, the 3 a day, but you need more as time goes on. And also on an opioid medication called Tramadol. So Prozac, Ativan, and Tramadol. And I didn't know at the time, but I was in a cloud, really, walking around a cloud. And God just brought together the orchestra of people, the symphony of people into my life, and created this wonderful circle of people that a caretaker, roommate, friend, brother who lives with me, lays down his life for me every day because I have 2 brain tumors. That's one of the reasons I was on the medications. I have 2 benign brain tumors. I have osteoarthritis. I have degenerative disc disease and a long list of mental health diagnoses. I don't know how accurate they are, but sufficient to say enough for me to get the medication that I was taking. So about 6 months ago, I began to realize that things were not going in a good direction anymore. I'd been on these medications for years, and I had a bad fall. And in the floor one, I thought I could be a flying, like a circus guy out of the back of the tub and do a flying back flip, and but not really. But the bottom line is that's what it looked like happening. I hit the floor with my head, and I thank God he protected my head and the floor. The landlord's after that. And I began to realize I need to do something different. I had a new doctor, and I'm not at all worried about saying her name, Dr. Goodrich. She's good, but she's not rich. The reason she's good is because she's devoted to her patients more than money. And my roommate and my faith in Christ, which was central, of course, and pivotal, that was not an issue. And I called the doctor and I said, I want to get off these medications. And the reason I did that, Dr. Hodges had posted on Facebook an article, a study that was done in Europe about antidepressants. They're not all they're cracked up to be. I read the study. I said, oh, my soul, help me, Lord. I reached out to the doctor. Said, will you help me? Will you help me get off these medications? He said, you want to do it? I said, yes. So another thing, Mark and Tim, my prayer life and my life of devotion with Christ had taken a major turn for the better, getting up in the morning, in the Word. So like all this came together. So I started to go off medications. So about 4 months ago, I was totally free of Prozac, Ativan, and Tramadol. And my testimony is, do I feel depressed? Go to the doctor. How can you not feel depressed when you see the misery and the sorrow and the suffering in the world? But I have the Holy Spirit, and I have people around me that we can process and pray through that together. So do I feel anxiety? Yes. Do I feel pain? Yes. But my testimony is, in the past 4 months, the grace of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God has been so sufficient that, like I told you, you'll ask how I'm doing, I say, if I tell you, I'll make you jealous. So that's my testimony. And to share the words of a man that had an impact on my life, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Amen. Yeah. Well, Tim?
Yeah, I would say amen to that, right? Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. When we realize that, you know, that the Lord is actively living in our lives, then we have the power to overcome those life situations that the world says we need a prescription to overcome, right? And but the power of Christ there in our dependence upon him, and like Harold said, not that we're going to be pain-free, but we know who we can rely on to help us through those times. You know, a real, real good friend of mine, a medical doctor, his wife was passing away with cancer and did end up passing away. And towards the end, the pain was just excruciating. And he was a medical doctor. He could give her any medication she wanted. And the thing that brought her the most comfort in her life was when he would sit down on the bed with her and read the word of God. Out to her, you know, meditate on that, and he could pray over her, and you know, so.
And Tim, if I could interject a point real quickly, the medications that originally helped me, there was a time they helped me, became a hurt. They actually were working against the very goals that I wanted to accomplish in my life. So I want people to understand that there can be a very good and beneficial and effective use for these medications. But sure, when they control you more than you controlling them, and you become an addict and a slave to them, then the hurt is the hurt that you're experiencing where the minimal help you're getting, not for me. And I praise God that now I'm out under that cloud and I'm not walking in the hurtful, damaging effects, destructive effects of being on those medications.
Right. Yeah, right. And, you know, I mean, I praise the Lord for medications, right? I mean, yeah. I got bit by a shark in 2017. And you know what? I was grateful that the paramedics had some really high-powered painkillers that they shot into my veins till we got to the hospital, you know? You know, but then, you know, through my recovery and all of that, you know, then as the word became, you know, the Lord ministering, like you're saying, yeah, I would never say don't use those things for, you know, medically prescribed, agreed, you know, by a doctor, of course.
100%.
You hit on some really good things here. And it's funny, just a couple of podcasts ago, I interviewed a guy named Joe Greer, who's in my church, and he told me his testimony, and I've known Joe for a few years, but when he told me his testimony, I was just flabbergasted. I mean, he was on Xanax for 9 years and had severe anxiety issues, and still, as he said, shared on the podcast, it's still not like anxiety totally leaves us. I mean, but he battles it differently. And you mentioned prayer, the word, and it's just amazing just to think about the physical issues that you have, Harold, are real.
Yes.
And require some intervention. But you're walking by faith. You're not in that cloud. What was that cloud like when you were on these 3 meds? You mentioned Prozac, Ativan, and Tramadol. What was that cloud like? Describe that cloud for some that might be watching and not really know what you mean by that.
Hearing, but not understanding what you're hearing. Seeing, but not really seeing clearly what you're seeing. And please, we don't want to use anything as an excuse for sin. However, if in my case, I'm taking something is medically prescribed, it affected my attitude. I was more angry, I don't know how to explain, out of control, even my advocacy. I was more like, you're going to listen to me. You know, you better, versus now I'm like laughing, I'm enjoying the person I'm talking to. Another thing is understanding, misinterpreting things. First of all, having the 2 brain tumors, I have cognitive defect. I have cognitive issues. I have intellectual issues. I can look real sharp right now, but there are times that I can be the dullest tool in the shed. Like, where's Harold? I don't know. Where is he? You know, but that kind of thing. But not now. Not so much now. But in the cloud. And the other thing is how I interacted with people, even in the church. And today, a lot of that has dissipated. A lot of that has changed. Praise you, Jesus. But my relationships, even as an advocate, are more meaningful. And I'm grateful for those people who was to pick up the phone and go, oh, no, this is my last. I haven't talked in a few months. And I'm able to say, I'm not that guy anymore. You know, maybe I was harsh before, whatever. So that's really, really it. And it had a significant impact on relationships. But I want to say one more thing, I'll be done. I want to give glory to God. And I want to say praise God for the people that didn't give up, that didn't walk away. My best friend, earthly friend, like David to me, I was Jonathan. We went through really through hell and high water and Mali, Africa, and missions trips and things we did together and all the attacks. And he said, look it. He loves Jesus. He's following Jesus. Not doing perfectly. Let's help him. So there have been people like him in my life and my roommate as well that have endured great contradiction and put up with a lot. And I'm grateful that because of that, I'm able to be here tonight and share with you what I'm sharing.
That's great. Yeah. Well, and I think that cloud, I mean, you referenced the July study. Man, I tell you, that study that came out, it came out of Europe, I think, if I remember right. But I remember earmarking that, and because they were talking about the insufficiency of medications for what they intend, the antidepressants and that kind of thing. And man, that message has got to get out there because people are turning to pills. I got an email and I know of a couple of people who are on certain meds for hearing voices and certain things, and they still hear voices. The pills that were promised to them to take care of the issue really isn't taking care of the issue. It might be doing some other things that are helpful. So I'm not, you know, anti-pill. Like we all said, we're all grateful for medication and its benefits, you know. But here people are taking meds and there are side effects. The main reason for taking it isn't working. And I think, oh my, now they're enslaved to something that they can't get off of without some serious, like one person might have a stroke or a heart attack if they get off of these meds.
Yes.
And so when that study came out in July, I think it woke a lot of people up to, wow, I'm taking a pill that's really not solving the problem and it's insufficient in that way. But I know someone, because I'm a Christian, this was your testimony, I think, Harold, what you were saying is, I know who's sufficient. You know, I know the one true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the power of the Holy Spirit is in me and alive. And I believe I can wisely, under a doctor's medical care, get off of these meds and live a life where I'm clear-headed, I'm more focused. And look at you now. I mean, you're telling people about Jesus and proclaiming faith in Christ, and you're trusting God for this. And this is a hard area to trust him in. And here you're doing that, not only here, but I know you're having impact. You're on podcasts and different things all the time. So it's really great to see that you're proclaiming the excellencies of Christ.
Mark, I was put on these medications at a time when I'd been just recently diagnosed with the two brain tumors. My father, my hero, passed away unexpectedly and suddenly. I was burned out of my home by a young man that I dearly loved. I lost everything. I had a handful of pills, other pills, but not them. And I said, the doctor, I'm going to end my life. They put me on them, and the Prozac and the others. By the way, this is for like my thyroid and that. These are not the other medications. These are medications that help with physical areas. They're none of the ones that I mentioned before. So when I see, right, see the bottles, they don't go, oh, yeah, he just told me a story. But I got on them. And I worked through this, and I went through this process of being suicidal and being depressed and being so anxious. But, you know, as I look back, they really, really didn't help me all that much. They kind of suppressed a little bit of, you know, what I was feeling and experiencing. And I've been saved for years. I've been saved for years, and I've been on these medications for years. However, as I went through my sanctification process with the medications. You know, I didn't have maybe some of the symptoms you were talking about, like the voices in the head. And I didn't have those, but some of those kind of things I got help from. But ultimately, the greatest relief, the greatest help I got was when I finally realized I could go off of him and be off him. And I want to emphasize to your audience, do not do anything without a doctor's advice. I got my doctor's counsel and did it according to medical protocol and safety, and they were on standby if anything happened. And the other thing is, make sure when you're going to do this, this would mostly apply to Christians who are watching this, make sure you have your circle of life intact, that you have people in the church that you can call. 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it's dirty. I had people. 2 o'clock in the morning. One quick testimony. I used to have seizures. I don't have seizures anymore, Mark. I'm off Tegretol. I was cured medically. I was healed. And I want to tell you, I want to tell your audience how that happened. I was an addict to pornography. And I was a Christian, but I was a secret addict. And the doctor, the Indian doctor who treated me for my seizures, said, there's really nothing more I could do for you. I cannot help you. They'll give you medication, you'll have seizures, but there's nothing more. I can't do any more for you. I called my pastor and he talked to me. I know, I was bold, I was brave. I said, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm addicted to pornography. We talked, said, have you repented? I said, as of right now, I'm in a repentant state, yes. He said, Harold, go and sin no more, and your seizures will stop. It is my testimony before God. Hallelujah. I am free, and my seizures stop. And I didn't need to take Tegretol anymore either. Wow. Glory to God. Okay, I let that cat out of the bag.
No, that's good.
It's real. It's true. And the people are watching that are going through the same silent sorrow and trouble and heartache. I can't tell my pastor. I can't tell this one. What will they think?
Yeah.
Well, your sin will find you out.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them think of me. You know, he did come to me. He did open the cat, the bag of worms. He did kick the beehive. Rather than we had to find it out the hard way. So if you're struggling with addiction, get help. Pastoral counseling, biblical counseling, not worldly counseling, not a long list of things that don't help, the terms, if I can't say them and I can't spell them, I don't want to be involved with them, and the same with medications, but I can't say it and spell it. Get biblical help from someone you know that loves your soul and will help you, and Christ will make you free. He'll set you free from any addiction and every addiction that you bring to him and to his grace.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I know, Tim, the reason we counsel people and help people and point people to godly programs and churches, you know, is we believe God is working to transform hearts, to change us. And for some, it's instantaneous. I know for me, there was like an instantaneous moment where I all of a sudden went the other way, but then I had to be discipled and taught and taught how to believe and what to believe and to believe truth, tear down lies and stuff like that. And that process is still going on in my life. Even yesterday, my wife was like, I said something and she said, I'm going to confront that lie and here's the truth. And she kind of corrected, you know, what I had said, and it was good. It was a good correction. It was something that I needed, and my mouth revealed what was in my heart. You know, Jesus talks about that, and I had revealed a lie that I was believing in that moment in time, that she was like, nope, we gotta say this the right way. Here's what the truth is, and it was so helpful. And so I'm grateful for my wife, friends, people in my life that counsel me. Because I think, I said this Sunday at church, to me, everybody needs biblical counseling. You know, I need it. We all need God's word to counsel us. We need his spirit to counsel us with the word, working together in our hearts, changing our beliefs. And then what scares me are the people who don't seek counseling or don't seek help. And, you know, you could have kept that under wraps. You could have said, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to tell my pastor. Nobody needs to know. I'm not hurting anybody. But you confessed it. You brought it forward. And he blessed you and counseled you and helped you. And to God be the glory. Praise the Lord for that.
And the counseling didn't just stop there. To those people who are watching, they say, well, Harold, you don't know my past. Abandoned as a child, abused as a child, sexually addicted at a young age, a young child who should have never been exposed to the things that he was at a time that was not anywhere near ready to handle that. And I took that into my teenage years. I took that into my young adult years. You take that baggage with you. You lug it along. It's the burden on your back. And I praise God that, you know, when I got the brain tumors and I started getting the medical help and I walked into that church, Mark, if there was ever a man who walked in the church to think the roof would cave in, believe me. I went in that church. I heard the gospel again. I heard the Lord Jesus speaking to me, not once, not twice. We have the conversation, and I said, Lord, you're talking to the guy next door. You know me. I'm hearing his conversation with you. You don't want to save me. And so the third time, I said, Lord, you will save me? Yes. You will change me? Yes. Now, the situation, like you said, progressive sanctification. And it reached ahead at that point, just like it did with the Prozac and the Ativan. Each phase, the crisis reached a point that I knew I needed to do something different. I wanted to do something different. I had a hopeless case, if you will. And God used the man of God, the word of God, the spirit of God, and my heart, my willing heart, to hear and respond and save. You set me free, and the rest is what I call history, his story. No longer having seizures, no longer on those medications, while living in the realm of having the physical challenge and the pain challenges I do, but God, his grace for me in the situation I'm in is sufficient.
Well, Harold, how can people hear more of your story? And are there ways for them? Are there some things out there that they can access?
Absolutely. I have a website, haroldsays.com, haroldsays.com. I'm on Facebook. Harold Cameron are the people of the way. So I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I am on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, I'm on so many places. I get lost doing them. Did I post that video there? But yes. I'm one of those people, if you Google search me, I'll be easy to find. But if you can't remember the YouTube and the Facebook, my website will direct you as well to the social media. One word, the website is very much under development. Like me in my spiritual life, I'm not an internet website builder. However, it is what it is to get people at least to a place where they can connect with me. And I would love to have them connect with me in any way. Mark, I'm available to provide soul care. There's probably not a whole lot that people could tell me that I haven't either seen, haven't been part of, which I wasn't, or in some way been affected by, that I can sympathize, empathize. And if it's something I can't necessarily help altogether, then I know some biblical Christian counselors that will help them, or I can find them someone in their area and be glad to provide any help any way I can. And not only in that area, but also in the area of advocacy. Corporate complaints, governmental grievances. Reach out to me. I'm your guy to go to for them.
That's good. HaroldSays.com. I love it. Now, Tim Brown, why don't you wrap us up as we bring our podcast to a close?
All right. I appreciate, Harold, you sharing your heart and your desire to help people. A sign of a regenerate man there, for sure.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so I guess I'll close this out speaking to our Father.
Yeah, let's pray.
Yeah, let me pray. Thanks. Lord God, we do thank you so much that you saw fit, even before you created the world, Lord, that you had a plan to save us. And here we are, three men here that were trapped deep in sin, Lord, and you, through your kindness, rescued us from that. We praise you for that, Lord. We know that there is nothing more powerful than a changed life. So we thank you for the way that you've changed Harold, and it helps me to reflect on my life and the change that you brought into me and for Mark as well, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that those that are listening would, as Harold said, would just be able to get past probably some pride that may keep them from reaching out, and
yes,
that you would show your kindness to them and have them reach out to Harold or the yes. Addiction Connection through our website, theaddictionconnection.org. And Lord, I thank you for Mark and his family and the diligent blessing and ministry that they operate, and the blessing he is to his local church as well. And
bless the Lord.
We thank you for the biblical churches in our country, for the pastors that are standing forth on the truth of your word. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Glory to God. Thanks. Harold, thanks for being on. This is great, and for being so open about it. I know it takes some boldness to do that, and I appreciate you. You know, you've got a great testimony, and you're pointing people to Jesus Christ. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. If this helps one person, just one, mm-hmm. It'll be worth it all. Thank you, my brother. God bless you and Tim. And again, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Tim. Take care, and God bless.
All right, God bless. Bye for now. Bye.